Hello again and welcome to PCP. It's PCP 684 with me, Pete Kogel. I have 10 tracks for you of the some of the weirdest and wonderfulest of music I can get my hands on. And we're going to begin with a track called Waiting Song by Guns and Gensel Blumchen. That was the Waiting Song. I've played that song to myself several times. By Guns and Gensel Blumchen, obviously from Germany. And I picked that up from the Machtdose podcast, which I sort of listen to occasionally and haven't listened to for quite a while. Put together by Gregor Maria Schubert and Roland Graf, or Grafe. I have listened to them in the past, and they've always been rather excellent, and I should have listened to them a lot more. And I was having a little root around, in February they've decided, this month they've decided to give up after 15 years, which is sort of a bit of a shame, really, but I suppose it's understandable. It gets more difficult sometimes to put stuff together. I know that from my own personal experience, it gets difficult sometimes to keep the momentum going, but big thanks to those over at MacDose. So it's MACHTDOSE.DE is where you'll find the archives, and if you want to hear something rather interesting, then I'll get yourself over there, including that particular track. Right, I'm going to move on now. This is something from a new label to me called La Souterraine. And almost exclusively French artists, but not quite sure if they're all completely. This is a Grupa Mostla and a track called Eternel. Wonderful, I thought that. Rather wonderful indeed. That was Eternel by Grupa Mostla from La Souterraine Records, which is rather good. Have I got another track from them a bit later on? No, I haven't. But I've got other tracks I've got ready for next week that come from that record label. So it's rather good. Worth checking out. Now, we've had Tangerine Cat on the show a few times. Originally when they were called Dark Patrick, and then most recently as they were called Tangerine Cat. They've come out with a new single. As usual, it is stimulating. It is completely different. It's unlike anything you've seen or heard before. And I think I mentioned last time that I played something from them. There's a sort of a quote on their website that says, "I've never heard hurdy-gurdy played so punk." Well, you're going to hear it again. This is Something Broke Inside by Tangerine Cat. And then we're going to follow that with a bit of a discussion that myself, Grumbler, Clithers and Roly Cutler had in an impromptu drinking session, virtual drinking session we had last week, where we discussed Stuff and Dark Compass 1000, which I hope you enjoyed. Yeah, so anyway, have a listen to Something Broke Inside by Tangerine Cat.
Inside, made of glass, something fragile, the body didn't have, but inside also. Shattered by glass, shattered by the world.
right then, what are we drinking?
I ended up spilling it all over my bloody keyboard.
It's not even alcoholic.
I've got a punk AF open at the moment.
Right. Well, I've got
half a can of a punk AF anyway.
I've got a jet black hot.
One of my favourites.
It's a very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
So I've got that, and I've also got another one. I'm doing a bit of pairing. So I've got a bit of Juice Shack.
Juice Shack. Tropical Milk Shack IPA. God.
Ah, I have at great expense imported an unfiltered Helles from Berlin.
Ooh.
Mr. Cutler, haven't seen you for a long time, sir. How are you?
A very, very long time. I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad, thank you. Good, I'm either bearing up under the strain or straining up under a bear. I can never remember. Sitting on your bouncy castle, Pete. You appear to be oscillating.
Oh, God, it's awful. I've got this set of headphones. I've got 8 pairs of ears.
What very few people know, Ro, apart from, of course, me and Mr. Clitheroe, having visited Mr. Kogel's house, is that's not actually a yoga ball. It's a space hopper.
Yeah.
We know where the horns go. The problem is they keep turning around saying the great British public is intelligent enough to understand what we're trying to do. No, it isn't.
No. We wouldn't be in bloody third fucking lockdown if the British people were intelligent. Come on.
I mean, statistically speaking, 50% of them are of less than average intelligence.
Exactly.
So if the Great Escape isn't happening, are you going to do the same as you did last year?
Yeah, I think we probably will. I mean, I think what I did last year was I had... we did a reminiscence, then I did a one on my own where it was possibly what we might have had. But this year, I've got no idea who's going to be playing. So if it cancels, cancel. We've got no idea what to do. So we could do something. The four of us could get together and have a bit of a virtual what if.
Been talking to people on Hard Rock Curl Radio where they're going to start doing virtual festivals. They're getting involved with a firm that's got a space... which has got all the multimedia and things like that. You know, they can pull bands in and out. You know, it's a full on sort of staging area and everything.
All you need is stage, isn't it?
Yeah, and they've got all the video, all the stream,
don't need the catering, and all the
technology and the lighting and everything else.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. So they can wheel the bands in,
Mr. Rowley. So what are you doing for the big M?
I did the show late last week, actually.
Right.
So it's still going to be an hour show on Hard Rock Hell Radio, but the podcast and the Mixcloud stream is 2.5 hours.
Hi, this is Miriam Halstead talking. I like bunny rabbits. I like Satan. I like cheese and milk. Cheese and milk. Cheese and milk. Bunny rabbits. Satan. 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 Cheese and milk. Hurt things. Many rabbits, Satan, cheese.
No, what amused me was when I was looking, when I was doing the research on when we first met, and when I first heard of you and all that sort of stuff, and I looked up and I found a site that I told Clithers, I found a site that had all the pictures from the podcast con 2007. Yeah. Were you at that? That was the one.
I wasn't, I didn't think you were
because you were
not Smithfield.
Yeah, it was Smithfield. Yeah. And I was looking at all these faces and I thought, oh, I remember him. I remember him. And I thought, oh, none of them podcast anymore. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where the fuck are they now?
Yeah. I mean, there was the podcast con which Richard Vobes went did a live thing.
That was before my time.
Right. And then there was the first kind of pod crawl with Mr. Curry at the Bricklayer's Arms.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, I didn't go to that one. I didn't go to that one either. And then we started doing it.
And there was one guy who I buddied up with at that first one, a guy called Don McAllister, who was doing a tech podcast.
Yeah.
And he's still going.
Really?
And employing, I think, 10 staff now.
Good grief.
He's absolutely taken off, and it's just amazing.
Bastard.
Yeah. So he did, and it was on the strength of that. He did give up the day job.
That's good.
He gave up the day job, and the bastard is absolutely minted now.
Lovely
guy. Really.
Yeah,
lovely.
Well, this is it. He's probably not having as much fun as we are.
So you're 40, in the 40s, Paul's in the 50s, I'm in the 60s, and
I'm in the 70s.
We're covering four generations.
And do you know what really irritates me? The one in the 70s, not only is his hair less white, or rather less translucent than mine, he's got more of it, the total bastard.
Dave Lee is looking at getting Made in the UK back.
Oh, is he?
Up and running again. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? It might be time to give the dog its Valium.
Is that a euphemism?
It wasn't, but it is now.
This is a real murder one. This is a real murder one.
Spread out and scatter.
Skanktown. That was Skanktown by Technoval. Comes from his Technoval website. I think that's at Bandcamp. Rather marvellous, I thought it was. Then before that, we heard Mr. Cutler and Mr. Grumbler and Mr. Clithers and myself talk a lot of old bollocks as usual. But it was quite interesting, sort of listening to Rowley talk about his coming up to 1,000 shows, which he had pre-recorded before the event last Friday. But of course, none of us have heard it. So I'm glad I put it into the feed. My feed as well. I thought you deserved to hear it, and there were some excellent tracks. Not all the sort of tracks I would normally play, because I'm not into the sort of metal that he listens to. But it wasn't always a metal show. There was two shows at one point. There was a Dark Compass metal show and Dark Compass, and really combined them for his favourite genre of music. A bit later in the years, but yeah, he's been going on 15 plus years. Ooh, more than that, 16 plus years, and he is still going strong. 1,000 shows in. That's going to take me another 5 years to get to that point, which means I'll be 65. Will I still be doing it? Will he still need me? Will he still feed me, more importantly? Let's see. In between the chat and the general rubbish, we had a track that Rowley remember, but I have got no memory of it at all, by Stark Effect. I remember Stark Effect, the band, very early on in the old days of podcasting. But that was a track called Bunny Rabbit's Satan, Cheese and Milk. I think it was sort of a bit of a nod to Fluffy Little Clouds, the Orb track. It was sort of sandwiched together with recordings from various different people, but it was rather good. I absolutely loved it, and it amused me. It was in Dog Compass 1000, so I put it in this show as well. So marvelous. And then finally we ended up, as I said, with Skanktown by Technoval. Gonna move on now. This is Correspondence from the UK and a track called On and On. Thank you. Rather nice bit of minimalism, I thought, there, from Correspondence, and a track called On and On. I think that's the title track of the album, and rather nice it was too. Always like to mix up the different styles here, as you well know. Now, this next artist, or next band, is called the Superfly Orchestra. That comes to us via NYP Records. Now, this features Sally Korkut Pekka and Lingwala. Oh, sorry, Zingwala. And the track, I'm not going to try and pronounce this. I've got no idea. It's in Turkish, I think. Arctic Sevmedsigram. Oh, I've got no idea. I can't speak Turkish. And you know what? There's probably no chance of me ever learning. Hey-ho. Enjoy the track. Job you picked that up. Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Superfly Orchestra, and a track I can't pronounce, but rather marvellous it was too. Now another track I probably can't pronounce. Jesselamina. Jesselamina? Yeah, possibly. By Africa Mamas.
Jelamina, jelamina, haun chelewe mgani wami, haugandu ya ziwa na, uwe ni mpe, jelamina, jelamina, haugota matota ni ya muta hii, haiwe, haun kutolele ndaba yei,
jelamina, jelamina, Ena bumuntu ya ziwa hii, kagini, niya mpela na, kagini.
Aushowe mganami,
aushowe mganami, zola laganja nefsu,
zola laganja nefsu.
Aushowe
mganami, aushopela,
nokidime,
aushowe
mganami.
Zola laganja nefsu
Aushowe mganami
Mokipi meda
Aushowe mganami
Ula laganja nefsu
Zola laganja nefsu
Zola laganja nefsu
Aushowe mganami
Jelaba
Mokipi meda
Aushowe
mganami
Aushowe
mganami Zola laganja nefsu
How show?
Very good, very good. Jesselamina by Africa Mamas. I picked that up from Storyamp, and it was rather marvellous. I haven't done anything African for a while of that nature, and I thought it was about time we sort of put something like that in the show, so I hope you liked it. Moving on to another, have I heard this label before? I'm not sure if I had, called Corpus 9, K-O-R-P-U-S 9. A couple of artists collaborated on this track, Baggy Vipex 13 and Pierre Blanche. This is the original track of a track called Better in the Raw.
Thank you.
hope you've enjoyed the dancing. That was Better in the Raw, the original mix by Bagaji Vipex 13 and Pierre Blanche on the Corpus 9 record label. And that brings me rather to the final track. This is by Conrad Dyke, that's D-Y-C-K-E, from a label called Sheparton, I think, but it's got an R the wrong way around, as they do in Russian, and an O through the O, as in possibly Norwegian. So I don't know what it's called. But the track by Conrad Dyke is called Alhena. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope you've come back again for more something similar, something different. Who knows? But until then, see you soon, folks.
In life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life.
I think I've just found the content I was looking for the end of the show.
PC Podcast.